will now take up Senate Bill 30, which allows parole violation and noncompliance hearings to be conducted through telephone conferencing or any interactive video conferencing. Please come forward.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, again, I'm Lori Filer with the Department of Corrections. Senate Bill 30 is an act to allow parole violations and noncompliance hearings to be conducted via teleconferencing or interactive video conferencing. And this bill is submitted at the request of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The Department of Corrections has the Board of Pardons and Paroles within our organizational chart. They do not report directly to the Secretary of Corrections or anybody else within the Department of Corrections, but rather they're tied to us administratively. So all of the parole board staff are actually Department of Corrections employees, but the six-member parole board maintains a separateness in terms of decision making. Very simply, this bill seeks to amend 24-13-11 to allow parole violation and parole noncompliance hearings to be held via the telephone, provided at least one parole board member is physically present with the inmate. When this statute was first passed in 1990, it was originally written that all types of parole hearings were allowed to be covered by teleconferencing, provided at least one member was with the inmate. Then in 1997, the statute was amended to allow teleconference hearings without a board member being physically present, except in cases of noncompliance or parole violation hearings. And the difference with noncompliance or parole violation hearings is that there's clearly a liberty interest in these hearings. These are hearings that we have a court reporter in, and there's a pretty high level of due process in them. However, inadvertently, by removing this option of teleconferencing for these parole violation and noncompliance hearings, what we have done is we have created really a burden for community members, staff members, inmate family members, victims who want to testify at these hearings. What it's resulted in is they have to, in some cases, drive across the state to attend the hearing. On a practical basis, if we have somebody, for example, in Rapid City on parole and they violate their parole, if they're a woman, they're going to end up back here in the penitentiary in Pierre. If they're a man, they're going to end up at the Jameson Annex. And they usually will be in prison for anywhere from a week to 4 weeks before the parole board meets, because the parole board meets only once a month, and before they actually have their violation hearing. If a victim or a family member from Rapid City wants to have input in that violation hearing, we can't do them by telephone right now. That victim or family member needs to make that trip across the state. So what this bill is proposing to do simply is to allow teleconference testimony for a noncompliance or a violation hearing, provided at least one member of the board is with the inmate. So we ensure that they will have that face-to-face hearing.
Further proponents in Senate Bill 30? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 30? Seeing none, questions and answers from the committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hansen.
Lori, you mentioned in your testimony about teleconferencing or video conferencing for violations of parole. How about if, you know, ever so many years, an inmate comes up for parole without any violation, I mean, just by the calendar, can we do teleconferencing then? Like, say, a victim 10 years ago was across the state. Can that be available for them too without a violation?
Yes. Current law allows teleconference hearings on all other kinds of hearings.
Okay.
It just excluded parole violation and noncompliance hearings.
Further questions? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to questions and answers and open it to committee discussion and or action. Representative Dunwald moves to pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Smith seconds. Discussion on the due pass motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the due pass motion on Senate Bill 30 shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary shall call the roll.
Brown?
Aye.
Dunwald?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye.
Ecarius?
Aye.
Lenski?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Jaspers?
Aye.
Jelke?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Jaspers.
I move consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Jaspers moves. Representative Dunathan seconds. A consent motion. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And Senate Bill 30 is on consent.